We're two of the core members of the Levellers.
We're from England. We're from Brighton in England. All the band members are in the band from the beginning that are with us today, apart from Tom, who's taken over for Simon, who can't be with us at the moment because he's got family problems at home. But Tom's gratefully stepped in and he's done a good job. No, we're all amateurs. We still are. I'm still very amateur. Yeah, John, the violin player, is classically trained. The rest of us, no.
I think it's about there. Yeah. Thanks.
We've been together for almost 25 years. 25, I know. That's why we need so much makeup.
Solidly for 25 years. I think we might have taken 10 months off once. That was it. The music hasn't really changed. Well, essentially, it stayed the same. It's just the same sort of approach. The world around us has changed and things like that. But no, we've remained pretty consistent, I think.
What a beautiful
Each other in a pub.
Unusual.
We're just like-minded people, really, at a time when, you know, we had the idea that we wanted to sing songs that meant something. That was our core initial impetus, really.
Well, we kind of chose lots of different styles of music, really, when we started, but the main thing is we kind of didn't want to have, like, a lead guitar player like everyone else had at that time. We wanted to have something else doing that, and so the fiddle came up. It wasn't really like an Irish music thing, it's just more of a sound thing.
Yeah, it's more like the sound we actually have is more a serious deduction with what we didn't want to sound like. And so by removing different things and sort of styles of music, that's how we ended up with what we got.
Down the river. Now that I went to land, not far away, there's men in prison.
as they say, colour or our skin, well, it's not a question. Did you run it to their side? Know yourself back and let them die. Don't know how you get to sleep at night.
Folk punk is good because it depends what it means. It means different things to different people, but folk punk for us means like folk, with the tradition of songwriting and storytelling combined with punk rock attitude, which is, you know, the outsider attitude. We'll be right back.
pursue the butterfly or the almighty. My mouth, my ultra flesh, taste the sweets of it. Impressed to the butterfly.
Electric guitars, drums, keyboards, techno, whatever. It all goes in there. We don't really care. And most of what we do is original material of all kinds. With lyrics, we start, a lot of the songs start from lyrics. And but yeah, they all come different ways. There's lots of different writers in the band, which is a good thing. So we compose together.
We all work together.
Yeah, everything, yeah. Yeah, but for us, you know, the material for writing songs is you either write about love songs. It seems to be a pretty big subject for most people. We do a couple of those. But for us, we would like to write about the world around us and everything that we see and hear and we think is important.
And that was the whole reason we started the band, really, was to have our say.
What we do is basically a form of social commentary in the tradition of folk music, in the tradition of punk rock. It's, we see a story, it could be an old story, could be a brand new story, but it needs to be told, and that's what we do. It's not really important for us to be involved in a tradition of folks, you know, we're not that obsessed with it. We like it, but we're not obsessed with it. We don't draw on it totally. We have on occasion, but we don't draw on it totally. It's our own invention, really. We're our pretty much our own thing, really.
So debonair, the only ghostly spectres brawl, echo the pavement's hard footfall, drawn by winds through empty road, on the close by pass abandoned loads, the ferry boat pub or general store, there's nowhere open here anymore. Death will be in the morning.
Death will be in the morning.
Cracks shown in the market hall.
Cracks shown in the market hall.
Dying in the shadows of a shopping mall. These are our forgotten towns. They slowly raise, they quickly drown. A legacy of industrial jails. The steelworks rusting as a concrete fails. One more community implodes, then you're nothing and nobody, just another barcode.
This year we celebrated the 10th anniversary of our own festival, which we put on for, we wanted to do a festival. We go to play lots of festivals all over. And we thought we could do it better, in our arrogance.
Why?
Because we know how to, you know, because we see them and we believe in the actual idea of a festival of spirit rather than a commercial venture. So we do it for those reasons, to get a culture, really.
Very successful, you know, because we were just, you know, a couple of people that were thinking that, and there was a load of other people that were up for it as well. Wanting to see that kind of festival, so we've done pretty well.
Our preferred situation is when people are really into the idea of seeing us, and they're up for it, and that's all we care about, really.
That's it for me. I think if you can play in the biggest venue in the world, but if people are only kind of half interested, it's not that great. Or, you know, you can play in the smallest place in the world and people are really into it, then it's going to be a great gig.
There's only one. Down on the city smoke, and above the fastest bell, setting out the city.
coming choked down on our dreams. We whisper at all our fears. We're running through the hot concrete streets, chasing our ideas. Run!
On a big European tour.
We started in September.
September.
We'll finish at the end of November.
Our favourite country is the one where people are just going for it.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, we love going to different countries and seeing the different things, but once you're up on stage in front of a crowd, the only thing that matters is where it's going, you know. If it's going well, it's all good.
Yes, there is a way. Hey, 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 hey. Ah!
when you're standing by the roadside, when it's all over to go, to carry me. Well, if you carry me, carry me, carry me, forever. Well, I'll carry you. Yeah,
yeah, we've done that. We've done two live albums, I think, haven't we?
Yeah, at least.
Yeah, we've done those. Well, no, live albums are live albums. They're good, but you know, we like working in the studio. Our last recording, Static on the Airwaves, came out in June of this year, and that's kind of what we're promoting now. It's not actually a live recording. It's not from a concert. It's from a studio recording, but we played all together live and analog as much as possible. As a band, I think some of the oldest songs we still play. We've always keep the old, more popular songs, favourite songs.
We have certain songs that are fans, you know, that are fan favourite songs that we kind of play. And then we have the newer ones that we really want to play and stuff that interests us. And then we have stuff from the latest album, you know, and we try and put it all together so there's a good mix of old and new.
The set changes quite a lot depending on where we're playing, to be honest. I mean, if we're playing a set of four or five clubs that are quite similar, then the set will stay the same. But if we go, suddenly there's a festival in the middle somewhere, then we'll have to change the set list there, because you might be playing to an audience that aren't very familiar with your music, so you put it more songs they're more likely to have heard.
Change the world. We're gonna kick to down to town and state some parts of hallowed ground. Do anything that we found, but on the river flow. Whoa, you take a drink from the Reverend Jimmy Jones. You cross the street on the bar to have a heart. From the sound of the situation of a shooting new police. Wind around with up your face, but on the river flow. Whoa, and on and on the river flow. We are the sun. Still with us today. Hey! Life goes on and round, we're gone. Once we kill the things enough. Often it cut me deep, be so, but now the river flow. Whoa, you set the table from Baba to guitar. You took the wings of a better as a guy.
Promoting this album, yeah. The new Static album. We've got another year's worth of promotion, really. And then we'll think.
We don't have any plans. Nothing's been said, nothing's been decided. We will, though.
So he could teach us to dance, to dance, to play, so we can finally play.
Széria nem akar elmúlni. Tavaly egy galambbal gyűlt meg a bajuk Michelis Norbiéknak, most meg egy szétrepülő féktárcsa okozta a futam végét. De a többi Hondának sem sikerült pontot gyűjteni Marokkóban. Reméljük, hogy most már minden rossz megtörtént, ami megtörténhet, és végre láthatjuk Norbit egy jó versenyen. BTCC Túrautó Világbajnokság, szlovák futam. Ma délután, élőben, a Dunán.
Nyaralni csalta a 17 éves Andreát Görögországba két férfi, s a lány elszökött velük.
Prostituáltként akarták eladni őket.
A férfiakat el kellett csábítani.
Visszamennél, Andi.
olasz megpróbálnám.
A 17 éves berettyóújfalui lányt a tényekkel szembesíti az édesanyja.
Este 9-től hajnalig bárba kellett dolgoztatok.
Ha betöltöm a 18-at, ahhoz már senkinek semmi köze.
Csellengők. Ma délután a Dunán.
A nagyságos azt, hogy összecsomagolt is el.
Maga is egy ahol miatt.
Őrzöm az erdőt.
Te?
Az öreg Máté unokája.
Én át nem lépem a házak üszöbét.
Ugyan kérlek, azóta 5 év múlt el.
Panaszkodott az a kislány 5 év alatt, hogy nem süt elég szépen a hold.
Nagyon szerelmes vagy Sándorba?
Én?
Marika kisasszony szereti a méltóságos urat?
Nem érzel valami furcsát, valami nyugtalanságot, amit eddig sohasem éreztél? Belül.
Jávor Pál főszereplésével. Marika. Ma délután a Dunán.
Az első év. Vasárnap este exkluzív interjú Áder Jánossal, Magyarország köztársasági elnökével, amelyet Szőlősi Györgyi és Azurák Csaba készített.
Egy fiatal ember elkövetett egy közlekedési balesetet, a baleset következtében meghalt valaki. Még mielőtt a börtönbe kellett volna bevonulnia, öngyilkosságot kísérelt meg, nagyon súlyos sérüléseket szenvedett. Kell ennek az embernek börtönbe mennie, vagy pedig otthon családi körben birkózik tovább a lelkiismeretével. Ő kegyelmet kapott.
Az első év. Interjú a köztársasági elnökkel ma este az M1-en.
Találtam egy megfelelő helyet.
Lányok egy pesti bérházból. Vannak álmaik, vannak terveik.
Az egyetemre tanulni jöttünk.
De mit tartogat számukra a jövő? 53 magyar film. A Magyar Művészeti Akadémia válogatása. A magyar filmtörténet legnagyobb alkotásaiból. Filmregény. Dárdai István filmjét ma 21 óra 5 perckor tekinthetik meg. A Dunán. A fiú olyat látott, amit nem kellett volna. Azt akarták, hogy beszéljen, de ő hallgatott.
Ő az?
Nem.
Akkor még nem értette, hogy ettől az egész élete megváltozik.
Ő a fiam, és nem akarom, hogy közel legyen ahhoz, ami itt folyik.
Sunny, bízik bennem.
Az az ember nem bízik senkiben.
Miért bántanálak? Nekem olyan, mintha az apám volna.
Robert De Niro rendezésében és főszereplésével. Pronxi mese. Kedden 21 óra 15 perckor. A Dunán.
Csütörtökön a Műpárt klasszik nagy szimfonikus formákat kínál Brahms műhelyéből. A három tételes monumentális d-moll zongora verseny szólistája Várjon Dénes. A művet a Haydn reminiszcenciákat soroló második szimfónia követi. Csütörtökön Műpárt klasszik a Dunán.